One of the main things that threatens sage grouse is human development and fragmentation of their habitat. But another big worry is West Nile virus. The disease is carried by mosquitoes, and researchers are now testing a new method for keeping mosquitoes in check. We're joined now by Brad Fady, who's leading the project. He says West Nile virus is a major concern for sage grouse.
We could be one bad year away, one bad West Nile outbreak year away from many local extirpations for sage grouse in the region. So the idea is, how can we control mosquito production in the region in the hopes that it has this effect of reducing the risk of West Nile transmission to sage grouse?
And so you are trying to, you're hoping to control mosquitoes with fish.
That's the idea. So standard approach is you can use a larvicide to spray to kill the mosquito larva, but there's been past work that has shown, particularly in urban areas and in controlled situations, that fathead minnows really love to eat mosquito larvae. And so what they've done in several urban areas is drainages and these sorts of things, they'll dump the fish in, and the fish tend to consume a significant number of the mosquito larvae. And we thought, why not try that in northeast Wyoming? We've chosen a bunch of sites, and we've introduced some fathead minnows into some of these stock ponds to monitor how good they are at controlling mosquito larvae production.
So why would it be better to use flathead minnows than to use larvicides?
There's a number of benefits here. One of them is that, you know, the hope is if we can establish self-sustaining populations of fathead minnows. From a very practical standpoint, that would mean you don't have to fly and spray every single year. In some of these larger ponds, we're optimistic that we'll be able to actually introduce the fish and establish breeding populations. And so what that does is that saves you a lot of time and effort. Part of the research that we're doing is we're hoping to conduct an economic analysis when we're done and look at, okay, what are the trade-offs between spending money on larvicide and spraying versus introducing the fathead minnows. There's potential side effects of spraying larvicide, and obviously there's potential side effects of using fathead minnows, but we're hoping that with the fathead minnows, the potential side effects will be much lower.
Is there any concern about introducing lots of new fish to bodies of water?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And we've considered this from multiple angles. The ponds that we're introducing these fish to are all isolated. None of our experimental ponds are connected to other ponds by water flow, so fish moving from one area to the other, is the potential for that is very, very low. And these fathead minnows are used as a bait fish all throughout Wyoming. We're a little bit beyond the natural range of the minnows, but they are used as a common bait fish throughout the state. We suspect it might change the ecosystem structure in some ways, but we're hoping that it'll all be benefit ways that benefit both that system and benefiting us by helping control the mosquito larvae.
How does this fit into sort of the broad, I mean, obviously there are lots of efforts going on to protect sage grouse in different ways. I guess how big a part of that would this be?
You know, we hope it's going to become a real significant part, particularly for those populations at low to mid elevation. Like I said, there's been some fabulous work that's been done that shows that this is a very, very serious threat to sage grouse. And there's been a lot of work on many of the other threats and how to mitigate those threats, and I think we're making positive choices in a lot of cases in order to try to mitigate these impacts on sage grouse. West Nile virus is this big wild card, and we need to approach it somehow. And I think this project, if we can show under what conditions is this sort of treatment successful. You know, we have a variation in the number of ponds that we're using and in the structure of those ponds and the water quality of those ponds and the morphology of those ponds. The idea is we want to be able to provide people with some sort of guidance and guidelines and be able to say, if you have this type of pond, there's a high probability that you can establish self-sustaining populations and they will have this sort of impact on mosquito production.
So is the goal here that the minnows would be more effective than larvicides, or simply that they would be better for the environment and more self-sustaining, so you wouldn't have to deal with this every year?
Yeah, the goal is to see if it's a viable alternative. I believe that in some cases larvicide is probably going to be necessary, but the minnow option is one that has worked elsewhere. And if we can make it work here, we're really hoping that we'd actually be able to maintain self-sustaining populations. And if that were the case, you can imagine the trickle-down effect of stocking a pond. One, it's a minimal financial outlay, and it's done once. And if we can establish self-sustaining populations, then you don't have to go back and revisit it. There's not this constant investment of the finances into the larvicide itself, the fuel in order to deliver that larvicide and apply it to the landscape. All of that could be mitigated and potentially avoided in some cases.
All right, Brad, thanks so much.
Thank you, Willow. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about the project.